Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today we've got a returning guest, that is
Danny from Beast Burger.
Now the reason I got you on, because I've just finished the carnivore diet and sort of semi doing it, and I thought, who better to have back on but a Beast Burger? The Beast Burger. Who just does meat, so we can talk meat and the carnivore diet.
Yes.
Now, you've just done me a burger, a 5-patty burger. I didn't eat it again. I, like, left 1.5 patties of bacon.
You ate less this time than last time.
Yeah, I ate 9. And I had bread with the last one, but yeah. I didn't have bread. So what, there was 5 patties in it.
Yeah.
What else was there in it?
There was 2 rashers of bacon each patty. So there was 10 rashers of bacon, to be fair.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, 10 slices of cheese. So
now,
yeah, I put you a bit extra on.
Did you?
That's yeah.
No, I did that carnivore diet. I did it for 30 days. Yeah. So I haven't really talked about it. Well, I have, but I'm going to talk more in depth about it. But I lost 1 stone. I was 14-11, and I'm now really 14. No, I'm not. I'm 13-11, 13-9. So it sort of fluctuates.
Yeah.
But I did my blood pressure. I was like, I think it was 117 over 71, 72, which is really good because I just have loads of salt, everything fried in lard and butter. Lost so much weight, I felt great. My concentration was better and I was tired at nights. So after I finished the carnivore diet, I had some KFC and that was shit. It tasted horrible.
What tasted horrible about it?
I had popcorn chicken and I had hot wings.
Yeah.
The popcorn chicken tasted like watery, it was like pumped up with water. That's sort of what it tasted like.
Right, okay.
And the hot wings were just like hot, and the coating was just like tasted powdery and artificial.
Yeah.
I had some chupa chup. Is that what it's called? Chupa chup?
Yeah. Well, the lollies.
No. I'm like, sort of, I've got a problem, or I did have a problem with like the cherry sticks. It's got like, is it about that big?
Right.
5 inches, something like that.
Yeah.
Like 4 inches. And they've got like sherbet sugar in the middle.
Right, okay.
I had some of them as well. It just tasted horrible. I tried a ginger biscuit. Didn't taste very nice. Jaffa cake. That just tasted stale. I did have a Big Mac with like the Grand Big Mac or Grand Big Mac last night with fries. That was all right.
Yeah.
Because I was considering going on the keto diet.
Yeah.
Where that, like, sort of keto
it's
diet.
Very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, like, you can have tomatoes, because I do like tomatoes.
Yeah.
But I probably will have tomatoes in it, but I think I'm just going to stick to meat, probably 90 to 95% meat diet.
So you say, are you still on this diet, or you have now changed the way you eat?
I would say today I have had chicken and bacon for dinner. 2 cups of hot milk. I'm addicted to hot milk. I also had a cup of tea, and I wasn't impressed with that.
Really?
So on the drink side of it, on this diet, I was having coffee with no sugars, fresh coffee, on a pot, like on the oven, cooker.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Water, I'm drinking about 3 litres of water a day, and hot milk. Hot milk's so nice.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Why?
Don't like milk. I like milk in my coffee.
I think it's from like 70% of the world are like lactose intolerant, and there's only like 30% of the world that can still eat milk and cheese and that. Oh, I drink milk, yeah.
Really? Well, I'm definitely not lactose intolerant.
I'm sure I read that.
But I can't drink it on its own milk. It's not, no.
I had raw milk, which is unpasteurised. That's nice.
Right, okay.
So basically, I had animal products.
Yeah.
And I loved honey, but you can't have it. Because it's not an animal is product. It? It's like they go and come, don't they?
Okay,
it's where anything from an animal.
Right.
So, but it's hard to go out and eat because we went to the Jug and Bottle in like Grimsby. I'll shame them. And didn't even do steak at the Jug and Bottle.
Because well, I do. Obviously, you've got the Carvery.
Right, the Carvery, but you can only have like 3 bits of meat.
Yeah.
And I would say, well, if I pay a bit extra because I'm not going to have any vegetables, I just want meat.
Yeah.
So we went to.
But they've got the burger and pizza bit now, haven't they?
Yeah, but
I don't know. I haven't looked at the menu or anything.
But it's hard work to say I'm just eating meat. I can't have anything else. So we went to that one near Wyberswood. The Troll, is it? The Trollman, something like that.
Troll.
Yeah, and I had a steak.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've just been having steaks, chicken, bacon, all fried in lard, butter. poached eggs, hard-boiled eggs.
Complete opposite. So it's like it is the opposite to a vegan diet.
It's like it? The fuck vegan diet.
Yeah, it's the veganism opposite.
Which
yeah.
I love because I like winding people up anyway.
Yeah,
but I like did it because I like wanted to see it and I was going to do a podcast about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my heart rate's dropped, my blood pressure stabilised, my bloods are all right. I feel good. So, I mean, there's people been... I mean, I've had Brett on Saturday on the podcast and I've had Sean Baker on, who's done a book on the carnivore diet, who explains all your vitamins and that. because people say, oh, you get scurvy, like the sailors, but they was having salted and dried meat. They weren't having fresh meat because fresh meat actually cures and helps prevent scurvy.
Yeah.
Go. Maybe I should cut down on my milk because I've noticed in the last few days my weight rising a bit while I've been having more milk.
Mm. Well, yeah, if you're having whole milk as well.
Yeah, because that has got some sugars in it, I believe.
Mm.
But yeah, like sort of mainly, and like the other thing to it is you're not hungry. You like sort of I had just been eating twice or like once a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Breakfast is gone because like you get up, so I'm having that 18-hour to 20-hour, 16-hour, should I say, 16, 18 to 20, that's the three I go by, fasting.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's it. And you shit out little, like, sort of like, sort of little chocolates. I did have a bit of an accident on Tuesday, not this Tuesday, about 3 weeks ago.
Still talking about shit.
Yeah. I think we were watching Pointless, and I needed to trump, so I trumped, but it was a bit of a splatter. Splatter patter. And I nearly shit myself in a Brazilian restaurant in Lincoln. Brazilian samba, haven't you been?
No. Is it like a all you can eat steak kind of? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been to Chamas in Beverly, which is similar.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What did it cost you there?
I can't remember, mate. I just 30 quid is it or 20? I don't know, but yeah,
that
something like
about
that.
Right, because I can't remember what I had there.
Yeah, and they have like a cold like
buffet.
That you know.
That looked absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
smelled.
to be fair, the buffet at Chamas, it's got the stuff on there that's like you wouldn't expect. You know what I mean? Real nice stuff. Yeah, and then the meat, they bring the meat round and cut it off for you. Yeah, yeah.
The first one, because it was only like sort of into maybe the third or second week, had garlic on, and I was like, no, can't have garlic. Then they brought out these sausages, turkey and pork sausages. They were banging.
Yeah.
Really nice. I had like five of them.
So you would be strict, like, so you wouldn't even have garlic?
I wouldn't have garlic. Not then, but now I would. Yeah. I have been thinking of having, incorporating like Tabasco sauce, hot sauces to it, which is good because I've got some of the sauces that Beetroot Collective did.
Yeah.
Obviously, they've got the jam and the, like, the like beetroot chutney,
yeah,
and I can't have it,
right,
because it's got too much sugar in.
Yeah, yeah.
For the jam, but it's not going to be chucked away. People will have it there.
Plenty. We'll have it.
But yeah, I'm thinking of having Tabasco sauce and like hot stuff and that. I did have oysters. The first time I tried oysters was last week. When was it? The week before? I'm sure it was last week.
I've only ever tried oyster as a fritter.
An oyster fritter.
How does that work? Batter it and fry it. Like I don't know. It was at the Advocate Arms in Market Raisin, and it was on there. I think it might have been New Year one year. It was on there, and my mate, who was a chef there, he sent it out for me to try, and it was all right. But that was deep fried in batter, so.
One tide will lie.
You can
apparently they put seaweed in them, like because I first time ever. So I went into a fishmonger's, Premier Seafoods, Grimsby, Ribie Street.
Yeah,
really nice.
Is that the one with the crab coming out? Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
The staff there was so nice. Mm. They were like, I just thought I was going to go in there and they would treat me like an idiot because I had this thing. And I went, no. And I went, do we? And they says, oh well, do you want us to open one for you? Because I said, can you open them for me?
Yeah.
But we went round the back and showed me how to do it. Went ours with this girl who had an oyster with me because like she likes oysters.
Yeah.
And just went from there. Then I bought another three.
They so put you just seaweed downed
in,
it?
Just downed it. They put seaweed in because it helps them breathe. But like they did say one of their customers have found a pearl in one before.
Really?
Like a tiny pearl. It's a lot of salt water in it if you just have it from a shell. But
so
yeah.
So what did you think to it then?
It's all right.
Yeah,
they were only 90p each. I thought I'd be paying nearly fucking £10 for one. or for like the set. So I had them. I had some prawns as well. Seafood medley.
Yeah. So I'm not a massive fan of seafood. I say that, but I do try and... I like fish from the chippy.
Yeah.
You know, everyone does. But I like scallops. I like prawns, but I only like prawns that have been cooked like... I don't like raw prawns, as I call them.
Oh, them pink ones.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I like cooked, like fried or grilled or whatever prawns, but like in a curry or something. But yeah, other stuff, I'm not a big fish fan.
No, I haven't had any tuna or salmon on this. It's been mainly red meat and that.
Mm. Well, I've had a salmon, I can't stand it.
I did have some raw salmon.
Yeah.
The like one thing I did notice is that it's very dry. It's not a lot, but then I think as you go on the diet, you think, well, I'll get a fattier cut of meat, and that's the juice is going to be like that. I'll have an egg. What else did I have? I had raw smoked salmon and I wrapped a bit of cheese. No, I didn't. I wrapped this raw smoked salmon around a bit of cheese.
Right.
I made my own beef jerky.
Saw that, yeah.
That's one thing I'm thinking of doing. Like, nowhere with like all these meat places, all these food pop ups. No one's doing the jerky, are they?
No. I do like jerky as well. I do like it. It's nice. It can be quite expensive though, but obviously. But yeah, it is nice.
It is, but what it took about four and a half hours to do, and I should have left it in another hour.
Yeah,
because you put it like the gas mark. I think it's like I use gas mark S3, kept into. Like immediately putting it up and down, and you got to leave the oven door open. It was that hot. Fucking hell, just shut the eating.
Well, we went to Peterborough Beer Festival last year, and obviously there's copious amounts of beer, but there's also like snack, like there's like burger vans and stuff outside, similar to what we might do, like pop-ups and bits and bobs like that, but also like inside the big marquees is like beer kind of snacky stuff. So like there was a stall dedicated to, Piper's Crisps had a stall,
and
there
was just
all the different flavours of Piper's Crisps.
Nice crisps then.
There was the other one was pickled eggs, so there's like a pickled egg stall, all these different types of flavours of pickled eggs, like proper bar snacks.
Yeah.
And there was one that was doing beef jerky, and they had, I don't know, maybe 10 different flavours of beef jerky, but they had like olives on there as well, and they had all sort of like, you know, like salty beer snacks like that. That was, I think I spent a bit of money there, to be fair. Especially towards the end of the day. And we was waiting for one of the bands towards the end to come up, and I thought, I want a bit of salty.
I thought about pickled eggs, but I didn't want to do pickled eggs because of the vinegar aspect of
it.
But now I've done it, I think I would.
Yeah.
And I think I would have sauces with them, like my meat, maybe hot sauces and different things like that. But yeah, definitely 90 to 95% all meat diet now.
Yeah.
Like, so tomorrow I've got steak and I've got another bit of chicken. But that's all I eat, just dinner and tea.
Yeah.
But, you do get your, because it puts your body into ketosis, so it's not running on anything, it's basically running on its own fat.
Yeah,
like that's what happens. So you get a bit of bad breath in that, like acetone, but like that goes, the chewing gum I had was sugar free and aspartame free. Is that how you pronounce it?
Aspartame, I think.
Because that's, you know, that's still sugar, it's still just like an artificial sugar, but you can definitely tell. Foods that are artificial, like I had a donut as well. Did I say I had a donut?
No,
I had a donut. Someone brought some donuts in to work, and I thought, I'm off it, I'm going to use it as an experiment, because it's a bit like, I mean, I've had a biohacker on my podcast as well, Gary from Biohacker Labs, because this diet took me to his podcast, and then when you get into that side of it, it's incredible. Some of the people do keto, and like, they're all the doctors and physicians and everything talking about keto, carnivore and that. I can't remember where I was going with that. I had
donuts.
Yeah. So like, I wanted to do it because I did keep a food log with in like 30 days. So I like can go back and say, well, I had this food and this food. I tried a donut, and it was gross.
Right.
It just tasted manky.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons for it, I think, is because I was having all natural foods. I wasn't having anything processed.
Yeah.
And I can see now trying all these foods, especially from last night doing the McDonald's. I can definitely see how people can fall back into the trap.
Yeah. I think me and Nick actually had this conversation earlier. We was in town at the bank and obviously walked past McDonald's, and I said to Nick, I can't remember the last time I had a McDonald's. It's been that long. Whereas before, we'd maybe pop once or twice a week. Do you know what I mean? Or we'd grab one on the way to somewhere else or whatever. And obviously now, since starting Beast Burger, like, we tend to eat a few Beast Burgers, whether it's just because it's the only thing we can get while we're working or before, you know. And plus, obviously, tasting and testing different stuff. You can't go on the menu without us trying it first.
You should do an all-meat burger.
Get rid of the bun?
Yeah, and then just say for the true carnivore. call it the carnivore burger.
The carnivore, yeah. But yeah, McDonald's, we haven't tried it for a while. Like Nick said, it's, we don't really want to. You know what I mean? Before.
I mean, people say meat gives you cancer and that, but these studies are done with people just not only eating meat.
But you can say stuff like that about everything.
Yeah. But then again,
if you have anything, if you have too much of anything, it'll damage you.
But
water, you can't live without water, but you can drown yourself.
Oh, yeah. But like these people who've been doing it for 20 to 30 odd years, this like sort of carnivore diet, things are happening. Like Jordan Peterson, he's lost loads of weight and he's autoimmune disease. I know he's got a few problems at the minute. Michaela Peterson, she's lost her auto immune disease, but they started with like steak and greens, so it's a bit keto-y.
Yeah.
And then they've just got out the veg.
Yeah.
And now they're all right.
Mm.
But I know he's got another problem. I don't know what that was. But he seems to be doing all right now.
Yeah.
But there must be something going on, and no one's going to study this because they'll just say, well, no, you need fibre, you need this. And you don't need fibre for bowel movements. My bowel movements are fine now.
Yeah. Yeah.
My blood pressure's fine, and I have a lot of salt.
Different stuff works for different people as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know. There's a lot of people doing it on like Instagram. Loads of people online doing it, saying it's like cured the depression, their anxiety, and things like that. So, yeah. But as you say, whatever floats.
Yeah,
But
we spoke about veganism and
what is it?
Veganism.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. But for some people, they will say the same as what you're saying about veganism. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's the complete opposite of the scale.
But if you look at a true vegan, the skin's not very good, is it? And they look a bit like a skeleton, a bit decimated.
But some of them will say that, you know. But there'll also be tests that you could do to the vegans that would say that they're.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But I do think that there's positives and negatives to everything, like that.
It's like cannabis, and it's like drinking, and it's like everything else. It's not for everyone, but so far the results I'm seeing, even if it's anecdotal, I said that right. it's doing good for me. So I've bought a blood pressure machine. I wear a heart rate monitor. It's 69 at the minute, and I've got a glucose thing, and it's all showing good. The doctor says I'm fine, and that my like weight's coming down. I purposely didn't do any exercise during the 30 days to see how much weight I'd lose. So now I thought, should I do it for another 30 days and join the gym?
Yeah, yeah.
And see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
But people just say, Brett I had on Saturday was saying that he had severe depression and anxiety, and he wanted the doctors wanted to prescribe him electric shock therapy.
Yeah.
And he was on a low-carb diet anyway, so he just knocked out all the carbs and everything and just stuck to meat. And then he's just changed like that.
Yeah.
He treats meat as his medicine.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's one of the things for him, like they're just seen as fuel for the body. Because if that's the case, it takes no enjoyment. Because I like food too much, and that's one of the reasons why I thought I'm going to go on to keto, or at least do that 5%. If I want a tomato,
yeah,
I will have a tomato.
Yeah.
But for bread and chips and that. Excuse me. I don't think I'll be. Because I've had chips and I have tried a fish cake as well in my experimental stage. Because I'm going back to the foods that I used to have.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm finding no enjoyment with it. It's not tasty like it used to be.
Yeah.
And I think it sort of cleanses your palate. It sort of resets your taste buds.
Yeah. I think Nicky's quite a big advocate of, like, you know, it's something you don't like as a kid. You know, there's no reason why you, if you know, like, because like you could have tried something as a kid and gone, but don't like that, and then you grow up and I don't like that. Taste it as an adult, it's completely different.
100%, because carrots, I mean, I like roast carrots. I like broccoli.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought I could go on the keto diet, because you can do this, that, and like the other. But it's like, I think tomato. I think I'll only have a tomato with it, and like, that's it. I won't have any.
Yeah, I can't stand tomato.
Why?
That's one food I think that if you said to me, I'll give you £1 million to eat this tomato, you know, put one in front of me, I'd say yes, obviously, but I would struggle to not be sick.
Is it cooked tomatoes or is it all tomatoes?
Cooked or raw. Tomato sauce, no problem. Tomato sauce on a pizza, no problem. So, like bolognese, No problem, but it's the actual Why? Tomato. Honestly,
and like, have you always been like that?
Yeah,
you're proper weird. I love a tomato covered in salt. Oh, it's so nice.
Cucumber as well. That's just
that shit.
Yeah, them two for me are like.
You can leave that awful. With the fucking vegans dipping it in the hummus or whatever. They Veganism's going to be big this in like year. There's a massive
it already is, isn't it?
It's got bigger, hasn't it? Like people making
veganuary,
vegan cake, vegan carrot cake,
yeah,
and chocolate brownies made vegan. Mm. It's like,
well, just look at Burger King, KFC, McDonald's. They're all doing vegan options now, aren't they?
I find it ironic that a vegan would go to KFC to buy a vegan burger from a company.
But you wouldn't, would you? If you genuinely, you know,
but people do,
yeah,
and they don't see the irony of it.
It's crazy. I googled it and I actually put it on Facebook. And I can't remember the number now, but it was. I googled how many chickens KFC kill a year, and it's something like 2 billion chickens, something like that. I don't know if that's UK or whatever, but it was a very high number of chickens that are killed. Google it now.
I'm going to fact check. I'm like not trying to call you out.
It is a lot of chickens per year are killed by KFC for this.
How many?
Yeah.
Chickens do KFC kill per year?
Yeah.
Question mark. Google will know I'm asking a question.
Google,
850 million chickens, which is nearly a billion, isn't it? From its beginning,
I might have just plucked 2 billion out of the air. I did Google it myself, but I can't remember.
It's a. Right, I'll just read what it says, but I don't know. KFC kills around 850 million chickens a year, and from its beginning have slaughtered around 1.45 billion chickens in its entire history.
That's not right. How's that right?
I don't know.
If it does 850 million chickens a year...
I've put, how many chickens do KFC kill per year?
Yeah, but if they kill 850 million chickens a year, they can't have only done 1.4 billion in their entire lifetime.
No, it sound right. Well, this is that Quora thing. KFC kills around 850 million chickens a year, and from its beginning has slaughtered around 1.54 billion chickens in its entire history.
Anyway, let's work on the fact then. Let's say that they kill 850 million chickens a year.
It's a lot of chickens.
It's a lot of chickens, right? And if you're one of these people that are vegan because you don't think that animals should suffer and be killed for food...
And you're not all there in the end.
Yeah. Why would you then go, right, I fancy something vegan for dinner. I know what I'll have.
You'll have a KFC.
I'll have something that tastes like a dead animal. And it's made by a company that kills 850 million... chickens per year.
Because a lot of people like the taste of meat, but they don't like the ethics behind it.
Then that's hypocritical in itself, isn't it? Like the taste of meat, but
my view of killing animals has changed doing this diet, to be fair.
Yeah.
At one stage, I was like, you can't complain about halal meat if you eat meat. You can't complain of the conditions of the animal if you eat meat. But doing this diet and looking into the meat industry and that, I found our farming in the UK is a lot better than America, because I think nearly all our farm animals are grass-fed.
Yeah.
Like sort of near enough where it's grain over there. That makes a difference with like some people. But I think as long as the animal's good and healthy and it gets killed in a nicely manner. I mean, I'd still eat halal meat. I ain't got a problem with halal.
I try to avoid halal meat if I can.
Why?
But because I don't, from what I've, I don't profess to be an expert, but from what I can see, it's a crueler way of doing things. So I can avoid, if I can avoid it, I will avoid it.
And then, but that's not going to, but like the end processes is still like the same. Like I was listening to Radio 4, not last night, the night before Monday, and they were saying about vegan leather.
Right.
And saying that it's like, it's made with plastic, as I'm like, well, but leather is still hide leather is still the best sort of leather you like can get.
Yeah. The thing, I like animals. You know what I mean? I do like it. It's not like I eat obviously a lot of meat, and I obviously cook a lot of meat, but I do like animals.
Well, you own a meat.
But I also like, and this might sound, some people go, oh, you sound like a right idiot, but these animals wouldn't be alive in the first place.
No, that's...
If it wasn't for the purpose of...
Because they only serve a purpose.
Yeah. And like, let's just, for example, I'm pulling this out, let's, for example, say that... 100 million cows are killed every year in the UK. That is just a completely
for beef burger.
pulled out of the air figure. But let's say that is the figure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many of those 100 million cows would have been born if it wasn't to provide meat for?
No, people that's in a good argument.
Like so, if they live for a couple of years, at least they'll live for a couple of years. This people will go, you sound stupid, you idiot. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's not.
And it's also an argument that I make with people say that horse racing should be banned because horses get injured and then killed, you know what I mean, like put down or whatever. Those horses, again, would never have lived a life or had the chance to live a life.
If it
wasn't
for the
thing. It wasn't for horse racing. They've been bred specifically
for
that. And if they wasn't being bred for that, they would never have existed in the first place.
Horse meat's nice.
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, and you should do a horse meat burger.
Didn't we talk about it being illegal?
No. It's not illegal, but you might sell it in Ostrich Links. You're like, no, who does the ostrich burgers at the farmer's market?
Yeah, yeah.
They might sell it. They sell zebra meat. That's good. Crocodile meat, shit. I don't like crocodile meat. But they sell horse. Horse is probably one of the nicest things besides beef.
I was going to do an April... I'm not going to do it because Nikki warned me against it. But I was going to do an April Fool's for April Fool's Day. Nowadays, it's that overdone in April Fool's. People know anything. Yeah, it's fake, but I was going to put that we was going to start serving 100% gorilla meat burgers, you know, to fit in with the logo and stuff. But especially now we started this business, we know that some people are gullible enough and are maybe not the brightest.
I would have gone off my head if I got one. Sorry, go on.
What, and found out it was?
No, and it wasn't. You
No, but people are. There would be somebody would say, that's disgusting. I can't believe they're doing that. And start shaming it and you end up, like, it only takes a few people for you to get that kind of, like...
It only takes one match to burn 1,000 trees.
Exactly.
It only takes one tree to make 1,000 matches. Yeah. That was stereophonic.
It's a good song.
It is a good song.
Yeah. yeah, that's all it takes. But then it Chinese whispers it, again. It starts a gorilla meeting. Five people down the line, oh, you seen that beast burger? They use dog meat. Yeah, dog meat for their burgers. Or, you know, it's that. So that's why I've said it on here now, so I can't do it and I won't do it. But I thought it'd be a bit of a laugh.
Would you do a horse meat burger, do you think?
I'm not one of these people that wouldn't. I don't know how it cooks like or what it cooks like. I don't know. It
cooks like beef.
Does it?
I'm being 100% serious. Yeah. The only meat I want to try, well, no, there's two meats I want to try. I want to try squirrel.
Right.
There's not a lot on it. You only get a lot of meat on the hind legs, but they're cheap. And I want to try snake.
Right.
I want to try, but there's a company.
So Philip Schofield got a lot of shit a couple of years ago for eating guinea pig, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah. He was in Peru and they eat a lot of guinea pigs in Peru.
Yeah.
And he ate a guinea pig and I think he got quite a bit of crap on like Twitter or something like that. People having a go at him for eating guinea pig.
Yeah. If you eat meat and you complain about someone eating something, you can't complain.
I think I might have said this before again, but my sister-in-law won't eat anything that's cute.
So what does she eat then?
Chicken.
Chicken's not cute.
No.
What about turkeys?
I think she eats turkey as well, yeah.
Yeah, they're ugly motherfuckers.
She eats beef. But like, she won't eat lamb, because lambs are cute.
Lamb's horrible. Lamb tastes like death.
Oh, I love lamb.
No. No, I'm trying to think about what sort of concoctions I did. Oh, I did a... Well, I didn't do it. My mum did it for me. She did a meatloaf, which was like minced pork, minced beef, and wrapped in bacon.
Right.
I think there was something else. And that was banging. It was so nice. The only thing I do find is that it's dry.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm going to have some sauce with it. Like sort of Tabasco, as I've said.
Well, normally they do... Like the Americans with meatloaf, they put like a tomato sauce with it, don't they?
Yeah.
A lot of the time, yeah.
But I just want it to be like a meat purist. A
porridge. Can I just take this fruit to Nick? I know where.
Of course you can.
Just fill. Nick, can you answer this
phone? Just filling out. He's just got a phone call, so don't forget to like and share the podcast. We're on Instagram. Twitter, but Twitter I only use for a trolling account. So, but go to the Instagram because that's where it's at. I was just saying, I'm on Instagram and Twitter, but I only use my Twitter account for trolling.
But what's the only reason you would use a Twitter account, isn't it?
Well, now I'm trying to get.
Apologies for that, by the way.
Yeah, ruin the podcast. That
yeah, that's it, done.
Well, I couldn't stop it because it's
no. Yeah, I know that's why I know that. Yeah,
it's in completely free speech.
But I had that. That was a phone call I've been expecting. I needed. Yeah, so I've passed it through.
Oh, is it good news?
So, no, it's just about
your test results.
Yeah, yeah, positive and negative. That's it. I'm not Twitter. I'm not a Twitter fan.
No,
I can't understand it. I don't get it.
You just. If you see someone doing that, yeah.
It's all the hashtags and all the ads, and it just confuses. I can't read it properly. Just can't read it.
No, I've started to drop my hashtags when I do a sentence on Instagram and do the hashtag at the bottom.
Yeah.
Because the hashtag is like the reference for the database. So if you just type in hashtag beastburger,
yeah.
That would come up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tag you in this anyway on Carnivore Diet.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's so, fine, yeah. But like on Twitter, like. Yeah, and you know, because people tag people in it, but then their names are, like, odd. So, like, it could be, if I was tagging you in a tweet, and I was tagging Tin Biscuit Podcast.
It wouldn't be tin_pod.
Yeah, but so that, it doesn't read right. Do you know what
I
mean?
No, yeah, I completely understand what you're saying.
I had my mate round tin_pod tonight, and it's like... You know what I kind of mean? It's just confusing.
You probably lose loads of business on Twitter. I'm wondering if I was.
I don't know. Would Beastburger out on Twitter?
No, I think Instagram's the one. I think Facebook's going.
But Facebook is where we're at, to be honest. We've got a lot more on Facebook than we have Instagram.
What I wanted to ask you, have you had any one say it's disgusting or like protesting you about vegans or vegetarians yet?
No.
That's good.
Not one.
do a horse burger and then see what happens.
Yeah.
Would you actually do like a carnivore burger or like a horse burger or something like that? I'm sure McDonald's did a meat-free burger. Not a meat-free burger, what am I on about? Like a breadless burger. One of them did it.
KFC did, yeah.
KFC, it was KFC, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You should try it because I saw it and that's what gave me the idea of it. On one of the pages on one of the carnivore.
The only problem
pages.
Is you have to eat it with a knife and fork, don't you?
I do because I'm a bit of a wimp and I don't like my hands being mucky because I've got like some sort of tism.
Some sort of tism.
Yeah, I'm like on the tism scale. But no, because you would just have that greaseproof paper and you just eat it like that.
Yeah, but I like the bun. But people can order that. We'll do it for them. We had a guy yesterday who come and. He was quite a big guy, so I think he was probably, you know, some sort of bodybuilder or, you know. And he ordered 3 patties, no cheese, but with bacon, I think. And he had the sauce and the onion and the pickle as well.
He had no bread.
Bun, no.
Yeah, he'd be carb cutting, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
If we could do it,
you can have it.
I ordered 2 patties from McDonald's.
Just the patties?
Yeah.
Did they do it?
Yeah. One came in the bun, one didn't. One came in a bag, one came in a pancake thing.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, it's not fucking rocket science.
No, it's not.
Because I said, do you just do the patties? And he was like, I would just have to do your 2 plain burgers.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care how you have to put it through.
Yeah, just fucking do it for
just,
me.
Just give, yeah.
But it wasn't that nice, really. It's like, they're like burger patties are pretty tasteless.
Yeah.
It's the sauce that does it. It's where your burgers...
It's frozen and processed in it as well. Yeah, you know,
and like your burgers have got that fat percentage in it, which gives it that succulent taste.
Mm.
I tried raw steak again on this diet. That was cool.
Yeah.
And I also had a raw egg.
I've never had raw egg.
Raw egg's nice. It tastes like milk.
Is it? But I don't like milk.
You won't like a raw egg, will you?
No.
As long as it's got a lion stamp on it, it means it's been inoculated from salmonella, so you probably won't.
Probably won't get inoculated.
No, I wouldn't suggest go to People's Park and get a duck egg. And But no, have you ever thought about doing the carnivore diet?
No.
he was like, no.
No, not as a specific diet. I mean, we spoke earlier. Off air.
actually, it's off mic.
Yeah.
See, you're looking all cocky.
I was trying to be a bit like, you know. Yeah. That I've done like the majority of meat. Like, no, I've cut carbs out quite a lot or whatever on various diets for various reasons. But I've never done like a specific guidelined diet.
Would you try it? Do you think?
Possibly.
The 30 days and more.
It's maybe something I could do because meat makes up a large portion of my diet anyway.
Meat, cheese and bacon.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like salad and I don't like vegetables. I don't like fruit. So they don't make up a large part of my diet anyway. I only eat veg really when she forces me to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of, you know, she does a stew or whatever, then I have veg in the stew. She does a dinner or whatever, I'll have veg with that or whatever.
You've got to have your veg, you've got to have your fruit.
Yeah, I mean, if I lived on my own, I wouldn't cook myself veg. It's just not, yeah. So that, cutting like that out was easy.
Yeah.
The carbs would be the hard bit.
Yeah, I had struggled with sugar. It took about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks.
Sugar, like, I need sugar in between coffee. That's the thing.
Don't have tea, just have coffee, but have, like, say, have a cup full of milk, put it in, like, the microwave, cup full of milk, then have a shot of espresso, mix that in, and then top it with water, and I think you'll be all right with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because that's how I've gone.
Yeah.
As I said, I've been putting on I think I've put about £1, £2 on, but that's because I've been hammering the warm milk.
Yeah.
Because that's my little loophole for the sweetener.
Yeah.
But it's not the easiest of diets. It like is hard to begin with. Because like when you're hungry, you can't snack. You can't go and get a chocolate bar. You can't go get a bag of crisps.
But you can snack on meat, can't you? I mean, for example, you could go into a shop and buy like a pack of like chicken or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it's not overprocessed. Beef jerky, it's got dextrose in it, so that's sugar in there.
Yeah.
So I try to stay away from that. You don't really want cured meats as much because they've got some sort of dextrose in it, which I suppose you can. It depends how strict you want to do it. Some, like, people just have water and beef. Like, yeah. Brett, he just has, like, ground beef, bacon and water.
Yeah, yeah.
And to me, that's not enjoyment. One of the things I like is food.
Yeah. So, I look forward to every meal. After every meal, I'm looking forward to the next one, kind of thing.
Yeah. And that's the other thing about the carnivore diet. You don't get hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
You eat when you're hungry and until you're full. So there's nothing to say. If I'm like, you're hungry, you just go get some meat and eat it until you're full.
Yeah.
There's no guidelines to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Going back to that, something's just reminded me that Brazilian restaurant had chicken heart.
Yeah, I think they had it at the one I went to as well, yeah.
And I was too full. And also, I thought I'd cheat myself at the time because I trumped. I thought, that don't feel good. And I did maybe do a bit of a spider rat. But yeah, I would have tried chicken heart.
Yeah, I tried it.
Is it nice?
Yeah, from what I can remember, it's all right, yeah.
It's not like liver, is it? I don't like liver.
I can't remember. So I don't want to say it was, you know, that bad. You know, it was.
I get the impression that when you bite into it, it goes poof, and you like, pops.
No, it was all right. Yeah, it's just like a little bit of meat, really. Just
that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm not one much for offal, like liver. I'm not a fan of and stuff like that. But I do like black pudding though.
Never tried it.
You never tried black pudding?
No, it's got oats in it, so I don't think I would.
If you're a black pudding, we do a breakfast burger now on a Saturday morning that has black pudding in it.
What else is in it?
Sausage patties, so two sausage patties, American cheese.
What's in the sausage meat? Because I couldn't have sausages because 95%, I was that bad. I think I found a 97% and I was like, nope.
Really?
Because there's going to be some prick that says, ah, you're not a
fully bang.
Now I probably would.
Yeah, it's Lincolnshire sausage meat from our butcher, so Needham. So they...
A plug in for Needham's. I'm on the carnivore diet, Needham's. I might want a sponsor for my podcast.
But yeah, so we get... So Lincolnshire sausage meat, two patties of that. So 6 ounces in total of that. Bacon, cheese, hash browns. Beast burger sauce and then black pudding, like a crumb, black pudding crumb.
Yeah.
But like the amount of people that ask for it without the black pudding is probably half.
I've never tried
customers.
I've never tried it, but I've heard really good things about it.
I think the thing with black pudding is that I do think if most of these people that ask for it without black pudding,
yeah,
if they had it with black pudding, probably wouldn't know it's there. It just tastes a bit meaty. That's all I can describe
that's,
it as.
It doesn't taste like blood, does it?
No. It tastes a bit like sausage, really. Do you know what I mean? It just kind of...
No, I have heard that.
So like a spicy sausage. Yeah. So a lot of these people, I think it's the idea of it that puts people off more than the actual like flavour or anything like that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And it did me at first. The first time I ever, I was like, oh, it's black pudding. And someone was like, it's congealed pig's blood. And I was like, yeah, it's not for me. But then I tried it and I thought...
You see that girl who made a blood sausage from her own period blood?
No. And it worries me that you have.
Would you try it?
No.
Why?
No chance.
Honestly, she does.
That's fine, but I ain't trying it.
No, I'm not trying it. Unless I slipped into a different dimension when I was on some mad adventure and looking down there.
That sounds... Yeah.
So, yeah, I did the carnivore diet. That's good. So now I'm 95, 96% carnivore. But I would recommend it to people, especially vegans.
Yeah, especially vegans.
I've got an Ace T-shirt where it's got animals on it. It says, I eat meat, 100% vegan free. My mate said, why have you got to buy that? Why are you fucking like that? You're just like winding people up.
I love winding people up.
It's Ace, isn't it? Yeah. That's why you should do an Asperger.
Yeah. Yeah, I do find it odd. I think that's... You can call me hypocritical if you want because I like animals, but I also eat animals. So you can call me hypocritical.
And everyone likes animals.
But
unless you're a serial killer.
Yeah. but like those people that that would eat cows and pigs and lamb, but wouldn't eat horse because
that's hypocritical.
That's a bit like yeah. I would try any.
Would you try squirrel?
Yeah, why not?
It's £4. If I get some, I'll like sort of get you a squirrel ready to go in the oven.
Get me a squirrel.
Do a squirrel. Oh, squirrel, please do burger. A squirrel burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not. I'm giving you all these ideas. I'm like doing it. Like you're thinking I'm doing it to be nice, but there's really a lot just to piss everyone off.
Yeah. No, I would try any meat. Like again, I'm a dog lover. I had a pet dog from the age of 20-21 until sort of to last year or year before, I think it was, sorry. So he was a massive part of my life and he was my best mate. And I loved him to bits and I love dogs.
Would you eat a dog?
Yeah.
I think you can legally eat dogs in
because
the UK.
I wouldn't eat it if it was someone's pet. Like I wouldn't go, you know. But yeah, I would try it, especially if I'd be more inclined to try it if I was in a different culture where they ate that, you know what I mean? But I'm not about to shoot someone's dog next door and then bring it home for a barbecue.
Cat's not meant to be very nice, because when I went through my weird meat eating phase, I looked into eating human meat and everything like that, because I had this fucking crazy idea. I thought, well, if I just cut a bit of meat, like a bit of skin for myself, I could fry it and eat it. And then reality kicked in and think, what are you fucking
see, I'd do that. I'd eat another person, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. Not just like, now we're getting to serial killer realm again, aren't we?
No.
But like, if
you like sort of chopped your hand off in like an accident or chopped one of your fingers off,
the first thing my first thought wouldn't be to start sucking on it. No, but if I had to, you know, in one of them situations where it's life or death, no problem at all.
Fry it up.
Yeah.
UK law says that you can't buy or sell dog meat, but if you humanely kill a dog you own, you can eat it.
Right.
Humane Society International told Newsweek it has never come across any evidence to suggest that dog meat is being consumed in the UK. So if you've got a dog and you live in the UK and you humanely kill it, which I suppose just like put a nail on the dog's head and then hit it with an hammer through its skull into its brain. Right. No, I'm thinking that's the most humanest way. That's a joke, by the way.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I think anyone
but that's what it says,
owns their own dog, nobody's going to kill their own dog
to eat
it.
What does it say? Humanely kill it, you own it, you can
eat it. Yeah, of course, yeah. But you have to got to be a psychopath to do that.
No. You don't think so?
I think you have got to be a psychopath. Yeah, you've got to be a nutter, a nut job, To buy a dog, to raise it, to then kill it to eat it, because a dog... It becomes a pet.
Or you could go to a dog sanctuary, get an old one. Or like, no, because the meat would be rank. You want like a middle-aged one.
Middle-aged.
Don't poison it, because the poison might go into the... You see, there, you're coming up to a lot of problems, so it's the nail through the head.
Why are you saying I'm coming up to... I'm not about to go and buy a dog to eat it.
No, when I mean you, I mean a collective.
Right, okay, yeah.
Anyway, go on, because you started this dog thing. Oh, you were saying
dogs, but I would, yeah, if I was, you know, in, I don't, like, one of the worst things I've ever seen is that a country in Asia, which I think it's China, is it China that do that, where they skin them alive?
They do something weird, don't they?
The skin dogs, they have that festival where they skin a load of dogs alive.
Yeah, that's
bad. Because they think the pain makes the dogs taste better or something like that. It's absolutely.
That's why they get the coronavirus, because they eat weird fucking meat. But that brings on to another subject altogether, is that only because that's not right in our culture, it doesn't mean it's wrong in their culture.
Yeah, it just means their culture's wrong.
Does it though? See,
there are things that, yeah, in their, like you say, in their culture, that's fine. But I think a culture where that is fine is, because again, people will talk about hypocrisy and saying, well, if you eat meat, you can't be like, yeah, I eat meat that has been killed humanely for
consumption. Not just fucking
I wouldn't. If somebody brought to me a steak. from a cow that had been killed normally and produced normally, or I could have this steak that was brought to me from a cow that had been tortured to death but would taste 100 times better than the normal steak, then I'm going to...
Wouldn't you be intrigued, though? Because...
No, because I wouldn't... Honest, I don't see... Like, the torturing bit would be...
Human nature's got a weird thing where you all want to peek behind that curtain. You all want to see a death film. You all want to see something that you're not supposed to. The sort of... The taboo-ness of it is
intriguing.
I get
what you mean there, yeah.
Because I'm into horror, and I went through a phase of collecting extreme horror, which I don't do now. I've like grown out of it. It gives me the creeps. Mm-hmm. And then that takes you onto the thing of like death films. You know what I mean? If like you get documentary films, there's some, and all these DVDs are really expensive. And the German side and the Japanese side of horror films, the Europeans, they're all fucking crazy.
Have you seen? Have you seen a film? I can't remember what it's called now, but it's supposed to be like, is it One Night in Serbia or something like that?
A Serbian film.
Have you seen that?
I've got it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't watch it because I've read what some of the stuff that's in
Why?
It.
Why? What you read what's in it?
The baby.
Rapes the baby.
Yeah, I couldn't.
That's pathetic. It's a pathetic scene, and you don't see hardly a lot of it.
Yeah, I don't think I could bring myself to watch that.
Do you think that's...
I know it's not real. It's a film, but...
Do you think that's because you're a parent yourself?
No, I don't think... No, not at all. I just don't think, like... I'm not one of them people that says, that's sick, it shouldn't be in that film.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm not...
The like ending's pretty brutal.
Yeah, I know. There's
rapes his own kid.
Right. Yeah.
He's high on drugs, and he's so, to be fair, it's quite a well made film, and it's like, do you know what I mean? It's like good to have in your collection. So like, I've only seen it about three times.
Twice,
yeah, yeah. Maybe in the amount of time, but it's not that bad. There is worse films out there.
Right. Okay. That's disturbing to know.
Yeah, there is. Like, I wanted to do a podcast on, it's not a film, it's a death film, maybe a snuff film, but not really a snuff film, Three Guys, One Hammer. And it's, that's not nice.
Right.
That's real, and it's not nice. If,
well, it's real, it's actual real.
Yeah, it's about these three lads go around killing people filming it.
Right, okay.
And you can sometimes... If you Google Three Guys, One Hammer,
yeah,
go watch it, because I was going to do a podcast on it. Apparently one of the, or the leader, in like quotations, was meant to be in touch with some rich foreigner, super rich foreigner.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make him a certain amount of films for like snuff films.
Right.
Stab someone with a screwdriver and kill him with an hammer, and it's not nice. And like, that's sort of the pinnacle when I... got led to that. I thought, fuck this, it's shit. And I mean, we're going back nearly 10-15 years,
yeah,
now. So like, no we're not going back probably 10 years. Yeah, 10 yeah. years.
Yeah, I think there's some sort of stuff I do like. It intrigues me reading about this stuff on the internet, like, you know, like you'll get a list maybe of like the 10 like weirdest or like sickest, like, yeah, videos that don't exist anymore, or like you know, stuff like that. I like reading about stuff like that. I don't particularly want to watch the videos, but I kind of like, it intrigues me a little bit into,
you've what, got
you know,
one of the worst films I've seen is, it's got no talking in, it's 20 minutes long, and I've spoke to people on the internet and say, well, I don't think it's that bad compared to like Serbian film. I'm like, well, this is worse than Serbian film for me, and that's a film called Aftermath.
Right.
And it's about a mortician who takes pictures, fucks the dead bodies while taking the pictures.
Yeah.
Takes a bit of the body out, blends it up and feeds it to the dog.
Yeah.
That's just not nice, because that's someone's... It's just the way it's set, and for me personally, I didn't like it. As where a Serbian film, it's not a nice film, but it's not the worst film.
Yeah,
you've got films like Cannibal Holocaust that was banned because it's got 7 animal killings in it, proper animal killings. But then,
the actual kill the animals in it.
Yeah, you've got shoot a pig, stab a tarantula, cut a turtle up.
Well, they deserve it, bastards.
What, turtles?
Tarantulas.
But Apocalypse Now, I believe, had a goat bane in it. But they got away with that. I haven't seen Apocalypse Now. I've got it, but I've not seen it. Actually. And they say there's a goat burning scene. I'll double check it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to make myself look an idiot. But that was done because they could get away with that because that was a ritual thing.
Right.
Apocalypse.
But again, some rituals and religious stuff, how it all of a sudden becomes okay.
How was it, a cow? Yes, the animal was really killed on Apocalypse Now, and the killing of any animal than the cattle piece goes. Yeah, so like they did do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Strange. Like, I was in Morocco a few years ago, and I was speaking to some of the staff at the hotel there, and I was talking, there was on Ramadan at the time. And this was...
Were you eating a burger while you were speaking?
I was speaking to one of the girls. She was a lovely girl. And I was speaking to her about Islam and stuff and Ramadan. And they was... It was like the entertainment staff. And they was Muslims, but not to the extreme of, like, they'd have a drink and bits and bobs like that. So, like, there wasn't extreme Muslims, but they was practising Muslims. And so I was talking to her about Ramadan and stuff. And before anyone like accuses me of being like, you know, racist or anti-Islam or anything, this is genuinely what she told me.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is completely untrue, that's on her, not me. But she told me that at the end of Ramadan, they used to, her and her family, they'd get a goat and they'd bring the goat into the house and bring the goat in, like into the front room, like where we're sat now. And then they'd just chop the goat's head off.
I've heard that.
In the front room.
Yeah, it's like a sacrifice, isn't it?
So, yeah, some sort of like, that's their celebration. Yeah, the end of Ramadan, and then they eat the goat. Like, I'm just about to say, I can't remember. I don't remember whether she said they did or not, but they eat it all, every bit of it.
Yeah, makes sense. For
the whole family, you know, like extended family and stuff like that. Now, if there's anyone out there that practices Islam and says you're talking bollocks, nobody does that. Then that's not.
Be listening to this podcast.
Probably not. Yeah. But that is generally what she told me that they do. And like, but part of me goes, why would you do it in your front room?
I know you got a new carpet and that, like, you chop a goat's head.
Why would you? There's going to be a bit of blood in there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Take it outside.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, like you would with any animal that you're going to eat. You'd kill it and butcher it away from. From your living room, wouldn't you?
Goats, I don't like goats, it's a bit tough. Yeah, or maybe I didn't cook it right.
I can take it or leave it. I'm not like,
but again, it's in their culture to do that.
Yeah,
it's like in our culture to eat pig, it's not in Islam's culture. Our culture is beef.
Think about what you're missing
Hindu
out
culture.
On.
It's not,
can you imagine if you wouldn't eat if you was going to pick any animal not to eat?
It's got to be the nicest one,
because of all like ribs. Bacon, belly pork.
They're being trolled.
It's just
I'm going to do this religion, but I'm not going to leave eat pig.
Yeah,
like, no,
someone's gone. Sausages, bacon. I don't like Islam. What don't they eat? Pigs, right? I'm going to make all this tasty stuff out of a pig.
What about the Hindus? They can't eat cows, right? Let's get the cows on.
Yeah,
which is good. Do you know what I mean? If they're, you know, I'm not being racist or anything, and it was a joke about the dog. The nail in the head. Can I just put that out there? I was joking. But I would try dog and cat.
I would, yeah.
You could do a cat burger. Ugh.
Yeah,
that'd be gross, wouldn't it?
Just go to a kebab shop.
I did think about having kebab meat, you know, on this diet.
Yeah. Can you have it?
Doner kebab. I think I can now.
Yeah.
I don't think I can eat out after that burger.
Yeah. I might be able to do this diet, you know.
Do it, try
just
it.
Just eat burger and doner meat.
Well, to be fair, you've got chuck, haven't you?
Yeah.
So just do the chuck, mate.
Yeah.
Just do have chuck patties, cheese, and or like maybe cut down on the... Because, like, what cheese do you have?
I do. I've got about 6 different cheeses at the minute, I think. So we've got American, which is what you had today. Yeah.
We'll just do bacon and patties for a month with water and see how you go. I bet you lose a shitload of weight.
Yeah.
You're not diabetic or anything, are you?
No.
So what's the plans for Beastburger now then? Anything good? Or is it all top secret?
No, there's no top secret about it. I mean, people ask us, like, we've only been in our unit on the market since October, and people now going, oh, you'll be off to a shop soon, won't you? Like, your own shop soon. And I think, well, give us a chance, you know what I mean? Let's, you know.
Have you got returning customers?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, people are, like, friendly with you and
all right,
Dan, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, same again, please, mate.
Yeah.
Can't have port, though.
We have...
Next time today.
We've got a lot of people that come to us every day. People that come to us every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Every day. How much do they get paid? How much is a burger?
Beef's burger, £6, yeah. But yeah, we have a lot of customers that come, like, there's a couple of friends that come every Wednesday. There's people that come every Friday Yeah, we have a lot of returning customers.
Have you got anything in mind that you want to do to, like, make your business grow a bit bigger?
This year, we're concentrating on... This is like our start-up year, really. We started up in October, in August. Only got in our unit.
August last year?
Yeah.
Obviously. So don't
only got into our unit, in our permanent unit, in October. Mm. And because we're completely a new business in August, we're still building.
Yeah.
As we're sat here now, next to two new griddles.
I've seen you've got nice two grills here.
Yeah. So we're still putting money back into the business. It's not all... We're not there yet.
And how much does one of these cost?
Not too bad, actually. One of them is about £170.
Is that all?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good price. It's considered the first... what? Yeah, I'm still talking, yeah. Smart. Nicky's just popped in. It's not. But the first griddle we ever bought was an electric griddle, and it was we were just getting started out, and we was under a bit of time pressure.
Is it not
their gas? Yeah.
Oh, right.
We was a little bit of time pressure from the market to get on for an event they had on that weekend. So I bought an electric griddle. It was half the size of that for £330. So, yeah, they're very good value compared to...
Well, ask Nicky something. Would them like you eat a dog or a cat if you had the chance?
I wouldn't go out of my way to try it, but...
That's a yes.
Yeah, I guess I would, actually. If it's like that one-time opportunity to try it, then yeah, I suppose I would.
How would you feel about doing a horse burger?
Oh, no, I couldn't put one on the menu. I'd try one. I'd try anything.
But like, you couldn't do why? Why not a horse burger? You see, that's what we've just been talking about. Like, people will quite gladly eat a chicken, a pig, or a cow, or a lamb. But if it's a horse,
not
they wouldn't.
Really socially acceptable, is it?
But it's nice. They do sell horse meat in Ostrich Links.
Yeah. I've tried camel before. And crocodile.
I didn't like crocodile. What did you think? I'd have really fishy aftertaste.
Did we have crocodile bites in... Or alligator bites?
Alligator bites.
Yeah.
Was that nice?
I can't remember
if you even ask a question.
What were they all right? Just tastes like chicken.
The texture was more chicken. The taste was a little bit fishier. A little bit.
Hmm.
Would you try human if you had the chance?
No, I don't think I could do that.
We would, wouldn't
just
we?
Just reminds me of that film, didn't it? Is it Alive?
Oh, is that where they crashed the plane into the snow? I've never seen it. I've heard about it.
Slice the meat off the bum cheeks.
Who
are they?
Dead
bodies, yeah. They're face down so they can't see. Obviously, it's a true story as well, isn't it?
Don't start talking about films with him now. We've just been talking about some sick films.
Yeah, Serbian film.
Yeah.
So there we go. We're not going to have a horse burger.
No. But anyway,
so
yes.
So you were saying about these. So, yes. Like, these are gas. So, like, you just get the Calagas bottles and link them up, do you?
Yeah, Enagas we use, actually. There's another shout-out for you.
Enagas.
Enagas.
Yeah. Where's that?
Is it Adam Smith Street or something like that? It's near back of Outwell 4.
Oh, yeah. It's Adam Smith Street.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we use them. This year is, like I said, it's a bit of our start-up year, really, like a proper start-up year. So we're going to keep plugging away, keep knocking burgers out of the market and do as many pop-ups as we can and venturing into weddings and parties and stuff.
I think you should get one of them restaurants that have got, like, the counter here, then the wall there, then you've got a little hatch where you can put your head through. What do you want? Yeah. And like, you do pancakes as well. You could do like all American pancakes.
I considered venturing into pancakes for our breakfast menu on a Saturday morning, but at the minute I haven't got there. Plus, Nikki tells me off for putting too much on.
Yeah. Horseburger.
It's like today, you might have got a new burger on the menu, in the next few days? So he tries three different burgers. Why can't you just...
Told you about testing, didn't I?
What burgers did he try? Because I'll get the truth from you. I haven't even asked you, have I, really?
No, you haven't asked me what I've been trying. No,
I haven't. Yeah, they're not a secret, are they?
No.
And they're top secret. What burgers?
No, how many burgers did we eat today?
How many burgers have to stop you from eating today?
How many burgers did we eat today?
One.
One. Between us.
Right.
So it's not like, you know...
So what's like the new burgers then?
This burger that we tried today was an Indian kind of style. So like we had homemade onion bhaji on it and some mint yogurt.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It was nice, actually.
What, would it just be chuck meat still?
Yeah, so still the same burgers.
You won't put any, like, curry stuff in with it or anything?
No, literally, yeah, it was just... all our burgers will always be... Yeah, that's that, yeah. Mild cheddar, and then a kind of... Not a patty, it won't be formed into a patty, but the onion bhaji, still kind of rough and ready.
You can mix the onion bhaji in with the patty.
No, yeah, see, this is why I own a burger business and you don't.
Why?
Because you're talking about mixing onion bhaji in with the... No.
Why? You give me a good reason.
You give me a reason. What, how are you going to cook that?
What?
A patty with an onion bhaji in it.
You mash it all together.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean, yeah, exactly?
It sounds disgusting.
No, it doesn't. It does. It's exactly the same.
How is it?
It's crispy like a bhaji, though, wouldn't it?
No, it won't. You'd crisp up.
What would crisp up?
I'm talking to Nikki, not you.
Are you frying the onion bhaji first and then putting it in the burger? This is what I mean. What are you doing?
I thought that might far ahead. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think you'd get more of a uniform taste if the burger and the onion bhaji was mixed in together. Like a fish cake.
Yeah, but yeah.
Oh, you could do a fish burger. Have you ever tried a fish burger?
No.
So what you'd do is you'd partly cook the onion bhaji, and then you'd mix it in with your meat. You'd have to experiment.
How do you mix it in?
You'd get a mash or fucking whisker, wouldn't you?
Hold on a second. So you fry your onion bhaji.
Whoosh, yeah.
And then you pull it apart.
No, you'd mash it up. You'd like get like a food mixer. Put all your meat and onion bhaji in, whisk it all together.
Blend it.
Or you could just do the uncooked bhaji with your raw meat. Raw meat's nice.
The uncooked bhaji is pretty much slop, really, isn't it?
Right, I'm going to do one. I'm going to do an onion bhaji mixed with a burger patty.
Okay. You're welcome to come. If you want to try that, you're welcome to come to Beast Burger and try it.
Right, I will. And I'll make my own onion bhaji.
Yeah, it's fine.
And when you taste it, you'll say, this is
nice. And if it's amazing, it'll go on the menu.
No, it won't.
As the tin biscuit.
It's not going on your menu.
As the tin bhaji podcast burger.
The tin bhaji podcast. I might read it. I know, thank you very much, yeah. And you haven't had them smashed yet, have you?
No.
Was you?
Yeah, people put them back.
Oh, it's this twat that fucking runs the podcast.
Yeah, I was hungry, but I looked at that and then...
I've got a new sticker coming out.
I saw, yeah.
Because I'm selling the Black Bands to support free speech.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Keep the faith. That's what it looks like, doesn't it? Like
No. You're saying it's like a George Michael album
cover? No, like Northern Soul, isn't it? Keep the faith.
Oh, yeah, of course it is, yeah. But it's power to the people because everyone's getting a platform, isn't it? Yeah. But let's talk about, right, so you get an onion bhaji, okay? You can mix it all in with your meat, yeah? And then just patty your meat, put it in flour, like whatever, egg, whatever you're going to do, what I'm going to do, then fry it. That'd be it. It's not going to turn into mush, is it? It's not like bubble and squeak.
It'd stay all slushy in the middle, wouldn't it?
No, because you'd cook it. Okay, you could part cook it.
I'm confused, if anything. But I'm eager for you to come and try it.
Right, okay, we'll try it.
Yeah, no problem.
And then you can eat your words along with my eighth burger.
I'll have to eat my words, because I won't be eating your onion badger burger, will I?
The onion badger burger. Where do you get your onion badger from?
I make it.
Oh, so you make it from scratch?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So are you going to make the onion badger mix?
Don't call us McDonald's, you know.
Are you going to make the onion badger mix, or do you want me to make my own onion badger mix?
That's up to you.
No, it's up to you.
It's not, because it's your onion badger burger that you're making, isn't it?
You make it and I'll pay for the ingredients.
Well, you don't have to pay for the ingredients. It's all there right. There you go. Well, I'll make it for you, yeah.
So, yeah, and like, we'll do it. And then you'll get a burger and it'll be like, awesome.
Okay.
So, someone, going back to seriousness now, on your burger challenge, has someone ate the 20-patty burger yet?
No. It's not at 20 patties. You tried to make it to 20 patties.
Yeah, I did nine.
Failed. Somebody, I did nine. So, it's still at 15. Or was it 9? Was it?
Or was it 11?
No, now you said that's 9. The guy that's just done 18 ate 11 out of the
market. Ah, right. 18, so between you could do 20 pounds. But yeah, it's at 15. We've had two attempts since it was at 15. One was you, who failed, and then another lad that tried 18. He tried to bump it to 18 and only did 11. I do think people underestimate how much there is there.
You know you need to get on for it. We've spoke about it on the podcast before it came on.
Yeah,
that bird meets food.
Yeah, yes,
because he would decimate it.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. But he's number one in Britain,
food eating.
Yeah, and 13 in the world. And I've we've spoke to him about it. He was going to come last week and do it, but he had too much on, so he didn't get across. But he has said that he will come. If he's ever in the
because
area,
like you so. Did a burger, didn't you? And you do, is it the world's?
It's the Europe's biggest burger.
How thick is it?
It's two patties.
No, I mean how thick is the meat patty?
Well, I don't know, I think it'd be all out. But it's, I don't know, maybe an inch thick.
Fucking hell.
Maybe a bit less, maybe.
Because it was 18 inches, wasn't it?
18 inches across, yeah. So we're talking, it's 5 kilos of beef.
5 kilos of beef?
Yeah. Just beef.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. Plus, it's 40 rashers of bacon. 1.4 kilos of cheese.
You should see if that Adam can do that, that bird meets food can do that.
I don't think anybody could do that on their own.
All right.
I think that would be physically impossible to do on for anybody on their own. There's that much food there. I mean, 5 kilos of beef. So it's 6.5 kilos of beef and cheese. Then you've got your bacon, you've got onions, you've got pickles, you've got sauce, and then the amount of bread.
Yeah, impossible. I know that Sean Baker ate 8 pounds worth of meat in one sitting.
Yeah.
Then he just said he just sat on the couch. He didn't really do it for 2 days.
Yeah. I think all these guys like Beard Meets Food, and then there's that Randy Santelli. They have a limit. As to what their stomach.
Well,
would
he
take.
Didn't do the. He failed the. Adam from Baird Meets Food failed the.
The kebab.
The kebab, didn't he? Which was 4 foot.
Yeah.
That was the other day.
Yeah. Because we're talking again how he's doing the food, the Britain's biggest food.
Yeah.
Come and see us.
Because he did the. He did do the pig in blanket from Papa's Fish and Chips. Yeah. But it was too small for him, so they made it bigger for him.
Yeah. I think I could do a 2-foot sausage from the...
Well, we have heard that about you. You like 2-foot sausages.
Yeah, well, I mean, a sausage from a chippy, I could do a 2-foot sausage from a chippy.
But it is Papa's, and it's not very nice.
Yeah, good point. Whereas we are, he's bigger than I are, so it's like... That's the best thing about the giant burger, was the fact that it still tasted like a beast burger. So, like, a lot of the time when you upscale stuff, you maybe lose the flavour.
You do, yeah, definitely.
But it still tasted like a beast burger.
And you didn't charge for it, you just gave it away because it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, just give it, yeah.
Like, did everyone have a bit of it? Like, did you manage to get rid of it all?
Yeah, easily. Yeah. We divvied it up into about 20 pieces. But we could have got probably 25, 30 pieces.
Did anyone come back for more?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Tight get.
They asked us to wrap it in foil form so they could take it away. That's one. Do we have a tray rather than just a serviette? Can you put it into a tray for me, please? No.
It's like a free burger, mate. Do you know what I mean? What?
I don't think any of them were our customers.
No.
Yeah, the first guy.
Yeah, he came specially. He's a customer of ours. We were talking about returning customers earlier. He comes quite a lot. He came just to see that burger and have a bit of that burger. So
to be fair, that's quite a clever thing you did, because that's a way to get new customers in.
Yeah.
Sometimes things like that work, and sometimes think it don't work.
Well, I mean, Needham has donated some of the meat to us, or the meat to us. So that's our butchers. The beef.
Shout out to Needham's.
Again,
I need a sponsor
for the carnivore diet.
Carnivore podcast.
Dennis at Hunt's Bakery on the Market, he did the bun for me.
I was about to ask you, how did they get the 18-inch bun?
Well, the bun, he could have done like a massive bun, but he did basically, it was almost like two pizza, like large pizza crusts.
Right.
Kind of thing that it did. And I preferred it that way, because obviously with a bun, you get that dome in the middle, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So obviously a bun goes like that. Now if you cut a bun in half, obviously it's thicker in the middle. If you do that by 18 inches, the bun, you know, it's kind in the middle of bun is going to be
higher.
Like a full loaf of bread. Yeah. So we went with the bun was top was probably about that thick, and the bottom was the same. So it was fresh bread. It wasn't technically like we didn't cut it in half. We made literally two halves of the bun.
Yeah.
Well, I say we. Dennis did that. I mean, it's 18 inches across.
So what time did you serve it from?
We made it about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Cut it up. Anyone that wanted a bit can have a bit.
How did you do the patty? Was it in one go? Like the full 18 inch? Or did you fry them?
I had to do a half a patty at a time.
Yeah.
So half a patty took up a whole grid.
Yeah.
100
riddles. Pretty much, yeah.
It's crazy.
So you have two riddles.
Yeah.
Two halves, and then.
In each half had 1.25 kilo of meat in it. So yeah.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. It's a lot of meat, even for a carnivore dieter.
And people came back and said, "Have you got any more, mate?"
Yeah.
And then you say, "Well, you've already had your fill."
Yeah. Fuck off,
mate.
No, it was, you know, that was always the intention, is just to, like, I'm going to sell it. It was, I wanted to do it to see if I could do it, and to say that we've got Britain's biggest burger, and I think that's quite an achievement. I don't care what anyone says, I'm quite pleased, proud of that.
So,
and I believe it is Europe's biggest burger. I can't find, Google's a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
And I can't find on Google anything bigger.
So if Adam came to you from Bird Meets Food, you check out his podcast. No, sorry, not podcast, his YouTube channel. If no one's checked out, check it out. It's really good. And he says, "Can you do me Europe's biggest burger?" Would you, or would you direct him to the challenge 20 patties, or would you say 30?
He has expressed an interest in the challenge burger, because we spoke about it. So he could come and do. He could up that to how many he wants. Do you know what I mean? 16 would probably be quite easy for him, which is the current, 15 is the current record. He could probably piss 16. If he wanted to do more, he can do.
He could probably
if he wanted to try to do the Europe's biggest burger, he could maybe do that with a teammate, so to speak. I believe this burger's going on the menu.
What is?
Europe's biggest burger is going to be on our menu.
18-inch burger?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
What do you mean, course it is?
Well, because I don't think...
stupid or something.
I can't say we're the home of Europe's biggest burger unless it's on the menu. So we're going to put it on the menu. We don't intend to... Well, no, not intend. I don't expect to sell.
How much would it be?
At the minute, we're looking at maybe £150.
Okay. £150 for a burger?
Yeah.
And if they did it, would you get it for free?
Well, we're talking about maybe doing it as a challenge for like four people or something like that, or just as a, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
You would have to give a free T-shirt or something for if like one guy did it or one woman, should I say, also did it.
I mean, 150 quid's a lot of money, but I don't want to be knocking these burgers out like every 5 minutes. It's like there has to be like we have to.
Don't take the bun into consideration. Even prepping the meat, you know, getting the still took 40 minutes from start to finish, didn't it?
Yeah.
To cook it.
So that takes 40. So in that 45 minutes, I can't sell anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of why it's priced at.
Yeah. Oh, right. I see where you're coming from.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So like, in that whole time,
you're losing money anyway, so you've got to recoup it back somehow.
And you have to. We would need 2 days' notice because the bun is specially made.
There
is, you know what I mean? So, but it will be. It's going on our menu. If anyone wants to order it, I mean, if you and five mates thought, come on, let's go and let's chuck a bit of money in each and make that, and we'll eat that giant burger between us. It's a bit of a laugh, isn't it? You know,
there is a woman that eats a lot as well, in them, like the UK.
Kate Ovens.
Is it Kate Ovens?
Little blonde lass. Because she looks...
She's not blonde, she's brunette.
Kate Ovens is like... She looks about 6 stone wet through and she polishes just about everything off.
Kate Ovens, is it? No, it's not her.
Is it the woman that I saw in Chung's Choice a few years ago?
I don't know, is it?
She was special.
What?
She was special, mate.
What do you mean special?
Like my mate, who I was with at the time, still talks about to this day.
Oh,
she went in Chung's Choice. Like she knows him. Paid, went and sat in the corner, and that's it. She was bang. She was off. Me and my mate were there having a bit of Chung's Choice, obviously, a bit of Chinese. And she, every time she'd come back to the table with 3 plates every time, she'd have a plate full of, she'd have like a soup bowl or whatever, like a starter plate. And so she was, before we got in, well, you know, she was started before we got sat down and stuff, and I've never seen a person in
real life. I don't think she's from Grimsby, I think she's from like...
No, but this woman, I'm just saying, I've never seen a person in real life eat that much food.
And was she from Grimsby?
I assume so, she just walked in and like, she goes in there every day. Like we said, hello to everyone. Hiya, Dave, or hiya, Mr. Chung, or whatever.
Hiya, Mr. Chung.
I think he was called Dave Chung, actually.
He was a pharmacist, wasn't he?
So she just walked in, like she was, you know, that's it, and cracked on. And the amount of food she put away was. Well, she was still going back when me and my mate had finished and left. She was still going back. I think she must have gone back about 6-7 times. She was like, I've never seen anything like it. And I'm a big lad. You know what I mean? I can put a bit of food away. She was like...
Have you tried your own challenge burger
yet?
How many do you think you could do?
I do get asked that all the time.
I think you should. You're going to have to try it. You've just shamed yourself on the podcast that you haven't even tried your own challenge burger.
You should try it.
Yeah.
She's saying no because I'll get gout.
You'll get gout. I'll
be doing
everything down for the next week.
Is it like going on an all meat diet?
Not a chance.
Told you won't be around. No, Ian, really.
I might try the challenge. I might do. See what I can do.
But do you think you could do it?
Just so you know what you could do.
Yeah. Really, I probably couldn't. I'm not one for as probably, people will probably say bollocks because I'm like I said I'm a big lad.
Does it?
No, I don't. In one meal, I can't put like a huge amount away.
Could you beat nine?
Yeah, I'm not pathetic.
I could.
No, you couldn't.
No,
you probably
couldn't. I think Vinny could.
That's not funny. I think you could maybe do about 5.5.
5.5.
Of course you could. All right, do it then. Do it and film it.
I might do. I should do it for a podcast. I'll do it. Like last time you did it.
Yeah.
Nick can do some talking and I'll eat our challenge burger.
Look at Nick's face. She's like, what? What are you on about?
So
there you go. Well, thanks for coming back on and thanks for the burgers again.
No problem.
They're lovely.
Them ones you ain't paid for.
Them ones that I'm travelling the money off tomorrow.
Oh, I forgot my wallet.
I did. I tell you why, because I've changed my wallet over from my normal wallet and I've changed it to the bad motherfucker wallet from... Pulp Fiction, and the only reason why I didn't use that wallet because my £20 notes won't fit. So now there's the new £20 note out. I've changed back my wallet, and I thought to myself, I don't need more because I'm not going to go to the petrol station. As soon as I pulled up and I checked my phone, I thought,
"That is the, that is, I think that is the ultimate first world problem."
What?
that I didn't use that wallet because my £20 notes wouldn't fit. Do you know what I mean? That's like, that's the ultimate first world problem.
That's in like my life. That's like my ultimate problem. Like, I bought a wallet and my £20 notes won't fit in it. Everyone's got really bad problems.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. So I've got bad motherfucker wallet from Pulp Fiction. You've seen Pulp Fiction, haven't you?
It's my favourite film. Love it.
And like, I want to bring the word motherfucker back. I'm starting to say it at work. I'm starting to call people on the roads. I'm like, motherfucker.
But Samuel L. Jackson is like the only person that can, like, he it doesn't matter what situation he says that word in.
I didn't even think about that, doing that. I did it out of irony, to be fair. I'm like, I didn't copy Pulp Fiction. Then I thought, hey, I've got a bad motherfucker wallet.
Mm. Because what I mean is, it doesn't matter. He can say it in any situation, it will sound cool.
Because he's black and they've got that, hey, motherfucker. No, but that's what it is, isn't it? Yeah, they've got that undertone to it.
Yeah.
I hope I don't get banned from anything from this podcast.
Well, you can. It's your podcast.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as I say, I state again, the dog joke was a joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll bring the word motherfucker back. Oh, you could do a burger called the motherfucker burger.
I could do.
Because the what motherfucker?
Yeah.
Because they did a burger in, what was the burger? Le Grand Big Mac, wasn't it? Or in Pulp Fiction? It was on about if they go to France.
It was the Royale with cheese. Because of the metric system. So they don't call it a quarter pounder. They call it a Royale with cheese. That's what they said.
They do call it a motherfucker burger. Or the horse burger.
Yeah.
Right, well, thanks for coming on.
No problem.
If you can like, share and follow, as always, Free Speech Podcast.
Yeah.
Unedited. If you want to come on, you're quite welcome to talk about anything. We are going to get the new stickers out, and I am going to get onto Patreon, and we are selling the black bands to show support for free speech and freedom of expression, because we all believe everyone's got the right for the free speech.
Yes.
No one should be shut down, because if you don't agree in someone's opinion...
Yeah. Apart from religious people, they should be.
Why is that? Anyone could come on the podcast. I like rung a vicar up the other day to see if he would come on.
Yeah?
He said, I'll check it out and get back to you.
No, he didn't
check it out and come back to me, did he?
Probably checked it out. Didn't come back to you.
We're also looking for a sponsor, so if anyone wants to sponsor us...
What would that involve?
Sponsoring us?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How are people going
to
come in?
I got asked to be ambassador.
Hello, I'd like to sponsor you.
Okay, like, yeah. Someone gave me the, said, we like want you to be an ambassador for us. You get 25% off for life on our products. Your customers get... No, I get 25% off. Customers get 15% off. I get my own code, and any sales they get from my code, I get 10% off.
Right.
And they want to work with me, so I emailed them back saying, how about if, which is fine, but could I have a free t-shirt? And I'll wear it in all my Instagram posts, nearly all my Instagram posts, and all my YouTube videos, and I will hashtag you in all my Instagram video, Instagram posts. And then got back to me, because I thought, I'm not going out my way to do something for them if I'm only getting like 25% off, which is a good thing,
yeah.
But they could send me a t-shirt, and it was a fitness thing. I checked out the page and they've got quarter million followers and that.
Yeah.
So it was all right. But something like that, just something that I can get free, like a free t-shirt so I can advertise. Got some mad honey off people. Got some pork scratchings, duck pork scratchings and that. So, yeah. Duck pork scratchings.
No, they're duck scratchings.
By Wildins.
So what is it, like duck fat?
Yeah, it's just
nice.
Yeah, softer than pork fat, but
like
duck, I do. They're selling Sainsbury's now.
Oh.
Really nice. Look
into that.
But I'd like a sponsor. But being the podcast it is, I have asked some people to say we can't really do it because of you being free speech and that if you had someone on.
So what do you want then? So you just want somebody to send you a free t-shirt? Is that what you want?
It's just that, like, no, I'm like not doing something like that where I want to buy a t-shirt and get 25% off, and then I use all my time for saying this thing for them. If they give me it, I will quite welcome say things about it on the podcast, like if like you go to their website and use this code, you get 15% off. But I shouldn't have to spend my money and get 25% off to then wear a t-shirt to advertise their product that I bought if they want me to advertise. Because, like, this isn't my job, this I'm doing for free. All like the equipment, the travelling, everything's for free. So I don't want to be spending more money to advertise someone else's product, do I?
No.
Because that's just stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I asked someone and said, well, you've got free speech podcast. If you have someone on that our customers don't agree with, it might affect our business, so we can't sponsor you. So there you go. But I will tell you who it is after the podcast.
Okay. There it's all go. Local. Is it a local business?
I would tell you after the podcast. Okay, right. I can't tell you.
All right. Then.
You're like, yeah, it was Beast Burger. Right, thanks again.
If you know Beast Burger, you know that we don't give a shit, mate.
I know.
We are Beast Burger, we don't care.
We are.
Have you seen that?
No. Is it really?
Yeah. We don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. I'm gonna ask that like test. What? We are Beast Burger and we don't care.
Hashtag we are Beast Burger and we don't care.
That's all right. You should do Gorilla Burger though. A fact for you about gorillas: Mike Tyson in his prime wanted to fight a gorilla, and I think he offered a zookeeper $10,000 to fight a gorilla.
I've heard that story as well. As much of an animal as Mike Tyson was,
gorillas aren't that big either. Only like the bit taller than me, about 5'8".
They're massive.
I think the equivalent they can bench press something like 1,000 kilogram.
They are a specimen. They are. We saw one in. We saw a couple in Florida when we was there. They are.
But I'll tell you what, you don't want.
You
don't want to fuck with a bull. I've seen a bull fight a lion on the internet, and the bull hammered the lion.
Yeah.
The bull is like what? It's nearly.
A lot of the time, though, it comes down to aggression and what you're fighting for. It all comes down to that.
The bull doesn't need an excuse.
Well, no, but it all comes down to that. It ain't the size of the dog in the
fighting the dog.
A lot of the time, if you get a little animal that thinks he's
honey badgers are like that,
thinks he's the bollocks, he's gonna
honey badgers.
Yeah,
but bulls like pure muscle and they run at
30,000 miles an hour.
Right, I just want to see how heavy a bull weighs then, and like we will go, how much does a bull weigh? A
couple of ton.
I've just swapped to iPhone, so I'm trying to figure out all my.
Oh, shocking.
Alright, a male bull is 1,100 kilograms. A female is 720. So like a bull is like, say, 1,000 kilograms of pure muscle running at you at 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's gonna weigh it.
That sting a bit. Then not only that, but he's got fucking swords coming out of his head.
Yeah.
Which are like massive things like that.
Yeah.
Full of spunk, aren't they? That's why they're so aggressive, I think. Because they're full of testosterone.
Yeah. Unless it's been milked for Red Bull.
You like milk bowls, do you?
Yeah. Milked as in...
Oh, why do they put bull spunk in Red Bull?
I don't know. They don't, but that was the put taurine in it, didn't they? And it's got a slight percentage of, like, it's a bull testosterone or whatever.
Is it?
Yeah.
Don't drink too much Red Bull, you'll turn into a bull.
Yeah.
That's Mike's what's
with
happening.
Wings.
Bull with wings. Right, thanks for coming on.
No problem.
And we'll look for an hour and a half.
Is it?
Yeah. Right, see you later.
Cheers.
Bye. The Tea Biscuits Podcast.